and it's thought the broadcaster is providing round-the-clock security and support for the TV presenter and her family. Gavin Plum from Harlow was arrested by Essex Police on Wednesday. Our reporter Emma Birchley has the latest from Chelmsford Magistrates Court.
He stood looking down some of the time with his arms crossed as he faced the charges, and he was remanded in custody to appear at Chelmsford Crown Court on the 3rd of November, when he'll have the opportunity to put in a plea.
Scotland's First Minister admits his party didn't do enough following its huge by-election defeat. Labour's been celebrating after taking Rutherglen and Hamilton West off the SNP with a 20% swing. The result will pile more pressure on Humza Yousaf, whose party's finances are also at the centre of an ongoing police investigation.
We've got to reflect, I've got to reflect, but also that we're inspiring people with a message. We clearly got a message from the voters of Rutherglen and Hamilton West that the SNP has lost some trust in that seat. We've got to make sure we regain it.
A 16-year-old boy has been arrested after a teenager was stabbed to death in Brighton during yesterday's rush hour. Police say many people will have witnessed the attack on Queen's Road. A human rights activist who has fought against the oppression for women in Iran has won this year's Nobel Peace Prize. Narges Mohammadi is currently in jail in Tehran. World Cup winner Paul Pogba is facing the possibility of a four-year ban after the B sample from his positive drugs test in August also came back positive. The former Manchester United midfielder was provisionally suspended last month due to an anti-doping offence. And a box of giraffe poo has been seized at a US airport after a woman tried to take it into the country to make a necklace. Authorities say they've destroyed it as it could have spread serious disease. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
Thanks, Tanya.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Weather on Phoenix FM. Weather on Phoenix FM.
Oh, yeah, twice.
By SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
We'll start again. Wow. The afternoon, a few patches of fair weather cloud may develop. Moderate to fresh southwesterly winds as well, but tonight we'll see some cloud drift in from the west at first. It will become largely clear again before areas of cloud drift in. Now, winds will diminish also, and it's going to look like a glorious weekend, but today it's still highs of 22 and overnight lows of 12.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Welcome to Friday here on Drive. We have got 3 hours of fabulous music. Patrick's still in the studio, so I'll be catching up with him in a minute as well. And of course, we'll be hearing from our Xanthi and her greatest pick for us. But first, let's get ready to go. I'm ready to go now for Friday, 6th of October. I forgot then. Yeah, I am Joe Bailey, aren't I, Patrick? Am I?
I'm sure you are. It's Joe Bailey that I'm looking at here.
It is. Okay, I am here. We are ready to go.
You are ready to go.
More drive. I'm glad you're here, Patrick.
We're all glad you're here, Joe.
So I missed you last week. I wasn't here, was I?
Well, I missed you as well, but we had the lovely Keith around last week.
Yeah. It was weird listening in. Do you ever do that when you're away and you're listening to your slot?
I've been known to do that, yes.
Oh, yeah. It is strange. I love listening to Keith. He's got a lovely voice, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I do love his voice, yeah. So what have you been up to?
What's all that all about? What's going on here?
I couldn't hear you properly.
You couldn't hear me clearly.
Oh, there we go. That's lovely.
Oh, well, that's most unlike me.
I know.
What have I been up to? Well, we had a great show today. Dan Pierce, who's got an album coming out at the end of October, called Mindful Systems, and he's as DC Pierce. That's his that's his name for the album on the album, and he was in. And we played actually five tracks from the album today, and he chatted around them. Some of them are very short. But, an exclusive, because he's not releasing the album until the 29th of October. So it's nowhere else.
Isn't that nice?
And so we played these today. So that was really good, and really enjoyed kind of like doing that. So that was great.
That was nice, yeah. So was he in the studio with you?
He was here with me. He's in where I am now.
And that'll be up on the website a little bit later.
Up on the website, yes, it's all been recorded. So it'll be the only place that you can listen to this music. Lovely. Until he puts it out on Spotify at the end of the month.
Yeah, it's got a couple of, about 3 weeks to wait now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent stuff. I'll have to have a listen into that as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Good stuff, yeah.
Yes. And I've been to the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge. I would recommend this to everybody. It's a wonderful place. I love the Fitzwilliam in Cambridge. It's free. But if you go to special exhibitions, you have to just book a ticket in advance, so they make sure that there's not too many people in the exhibition space. But they're always very good indeed. And the latest one is to do, I can't remember what it's called. I think it might be called Black Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's to do ostensibly with the links between the man who gave all of the money to build the extraordinary museum that it is, in an amazing building, and his money that came from the slave trade, effectively. So it's all about that, and it's about the where the slaves came from, and there's a bit about indigenous culture and things of that sort. It's just a fascinating exhibition. But it's a wonderful museum. Have you ever been to?
No, I've never.
Do you know Cambridge all that well?
No, I don't at all, actually. It's really one sort of place I've not visited
Cambridge.
Much.
I'll get myself to know. I'll go to Whitstable and you go to Cambridge.
Oh, okay, then. Yeah. All right.
but I love Cambridge. It's just because I was there for 2 years, so it's just a beautiful place.
Yeah. If there was one place, Patrick, that you could choose, you could say home, because as you say, you've been all over the place, haven't you? You've got so many sort of homes, places that you must feel that as soon as you go over the border somewhere, you must think, oh, yeah, this. I feel like I've go home. There must be so many places like that for you now, because you've worked in so many places.
Well, I've been to so many places. Yeah. Worked in all so many places, really. Mm. But actually, I like where I live now, to be perfectly honest, which is very nice. I very much like where I live now, and I like Chelmsford. I feel like I'm going home when I walk into Chelmsford Cathedral for all kinds of reasons as well. So I really like that. Cambridge, I just say, I had two wonderful years there in my early 40s as well. So I really love Cambridge when I go back up there as well. But there's lots of places I like. I like them. Where do I like? I like Heybridge Basin in Malden, near Malden.
Oh, right.
Ever been there?
No, I haven't. I've been to Malden, but I don't think...
Yeah, Heybridge Basin is just a bit further along the coast there, and there's a pub and a cafe, but you can just go for a little walk back towards the direction of Malden. That's a lot right on the edge of the estuary. That's a beautiful thing to do.
Yeah.
I really like doing that as well. But you're right, there's lots of places that I just get a nice feel about, really.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? It's strange. Yeah.
Yeah, you just go somewhere and think, oh, yeah.
Anyway, we've been talking for about 10 minutes as usual.
Was that really?
It's probably about 8. We're doing all right today. Okay. Yeah, because normally we talk about 15, 20 minutes. I've not even played a record, so at least we've had one in already. What I'm going to do, I'm actually going to play George Ezra, because I've got him now, with Green Green Grass.
Okay. Okay, yes. Green grass.
Here we go.
Blue sky.
Yeah. It will be this weekend.
But she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. Then she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Right, we're back here on Phoenix FM with me, Joe Bailey, on Drive. I'm definitely still here, Patrick, aren't I?
Oh, you are, absolutely. a vision in front of me, I have to say.
Oh, I've missed you, Patrick, from last week, yeah. Should have taken you on holiday with me, Mary. Yes. So, you're always a busy boy, aren't you? But you're going to have a little bit of a rest this weekend,
I should be going down to Chelmsford. I've got something I'm going to on Saturday morning, this particular week. And, it looks like we're going to have some really unseasonably nice weather.
I know.
And so we need to make the most of it, don't we?
I know. 20, is it 22 or something?
Yeah, 20, they're saying that somewhere tomorrow in the southeast may make 26.
Wow.
So, which is amazing. Well, beautiful sunny weather.
Yeah, it's saying in Brentwood, light winds of 12 to 13. And around sort of 2 o'clock, you're looking at 23 degrees.
Yeah. So it's pretty amazing. Unseasonably warm.
Yeah. And it's getting hotter as well throughout the week.
For a couple of days, certainly. Yeah. I think towards the middle of the week, there's some rain around.
Yeah.
So we just have to make the most of it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things really where it will just be a kind of like, just wait and see.
If it
looks like it's going to be a really lovely day, then just wait and see what I get up to.
Like everything, make the most of every day.
That's the important thing. Make the most of every day. Yeah. Absolutely.
Memories, that's what all it's all about.
Yeah, Patrick. Absolutely. Yeah. And just, you know, just taking anything for granted and just saying, what a lovely day.
Do you know what I love when the sun's out? People seem to talk to each other more. They're like strangers, you know, like just walking across the street.
Well, I think I've noticed actually that recently, though, people genuinely are starting to talk a little bit more.
Do you think?
I've seen that. I mean, because I think lockdown made people very suspicious of everybody else.
Sure.
Actually, but I certainly found recently, because I'm the kind of person who just talk to people. Mm. And there's more. Yeah.
Did it take you like 10 minutes?
The sort of people we are.
Yeah.
And certainly, I think there's a bit more of that around. But I think generally, you're right. If it's sunshiny, then it makes people's character feel sunnier and so they feel more like engaging, really.
But I think everybody would feel happy if they did that 365 days of the year. I think if everybody did that, I think it was just chatting with each other. Obviously, when it's not raining, I understand that. It'd be quite annoying if someone tried to stop
you. It's just important, you know, we're social beings and we just like to have a chat, really.
But you're right, I think we've lost a lot of trust as well,
It was just the fact that we were shut in and also for quite a period of that time, you know, you were just scared stiff that you were going to catch something from somebody else.
Yeah.
So you have to keep your distance. And I think it just affected people mentally in that way. It just put that block in place.
It does feel like a long time ago now, though.
It's scary. It does. It does feel quite a long time ago. Which is, again, and I don't know about you. I get fed up with hearing myself say this. But people ask me about something and my stock response is, was that before lockdown?
Mm.
I can hardly remember it. And don't ask me when it was, because I just can't do that.
Mm.
You know, it's almost like everything has gone into a blur just beforehand, really. Hopefully that will get better. But that certainly seems to be with me at the moment.
Mm. No, I knew what you're saying, actually. Yeah, no, it's a strange thing. It's like pre and post COVID. There's a lot of that about.
I think that's absolutely right. I think it's just a pivotal thing. You know, have you had times when people were literally afraid to go out of their house and places were completely silent, etc. It's a unique experience in human behavior, and so we don't know what the long-term effects of that are.
I think we all learned a lot about ourselves.
I think it made a lot of us hopefully kind of like just stop and think about what really matters in life as well.
But there's still not a lot of people out there that are still not too nice or have certain opinions that aren't too nice, that's life, good and bad throughout, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Right, I'm going to play another song. Sam Fisher, Afterglow. It's one in our A-list. Have you heard that one? It's a good one.
I should look forward to hearing
it. I'm liking that one. And then we'll come back with the travel.
Oh.
I know.
In a minute, all at once, stop dead at the door. I'm smiling like I caught up with God and he told me not to worry at all. Yeah, supersonic, half a night. Maybe I'm overtired. I'm laughing just a little too much.
much. I'm remembering the way that it was. I can see it all. Now I have to know what the feeling's like in your afterglow.
So, Patrick, did you enjoy that one?
Yeah, yeah, it's got a nice kind of feel to it.
It's nice, and I like that one. Yes. Right, travel coming up now.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
If you are going anywhere near Tower Bridge today, expect delays at 7:30, 8 p.m, 8:30 and at 10:10 tonight. There's long delays due to the earlier broken down vehicle on the M25 Dartford Tunnel. Anti-clockwise, this is from Junction 1A Dartford to Junction 31 at Lakeside Purfleet. Congestion to Junction 2 still, but all lanes have been reopened, but it's still a little bit chocker around there. The usual queues on the A120 at Galley's Corner. Travel time there is around 10 minutes. And northbound, slow moving traffic on between Junction 25 at Markstay Interchange and Junction 26 at Ash Green. In Rayleigh, slow traffic on the High Street northbound and southbound. One between Crown Hill and the A127 and the other between Rayleigh Weir Interchange and the A127. Chocker around that whole area. Here in Billericay, slow moving traffic on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road and Norsey. Now in Chelmsford, White Hart Lane eastbound, slow traffic between Essex Regiment Way and Colchester Road. Slow moving traffic also in Chelmsford on the Baddow Bypass, Van Diemen's Road, A114 and Baddow Road, B1009, towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Now, over on the rail, there's reduced service on the C2C at Fenchurch Street. That's due to the industrial action and it's affecting services across the network. Let's head over to the Tube for you now. There's still minor delays on the Circle Line due to earlier cancellations, and a underground station is still closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town due to engineering works, and there's a good service throughout the rest of the network, and there'll be more updates from me in an hour.
Couldn't get it. gave it up. I let my day as if it was the last. Let my day as if there was no past. Doing that. Saying I'ma stay in touch, but that thing went bust, so I gave it up. Ooh, no tricks, no bluff, I'm just better off without them cups. Yeah, the sun won't set on us.
Zara Larsson with Lush live here on Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. Now, we've still got Patrick here, and I just asked him about the artist that he was talking about a little bit earlier, and I thought, oh, I'll play the track. So, Patrick, you tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, it's coming out on Spotify at the end of the month, is the album. And, so it's DC Pierce, mm-hmm. and it is Mindful System. So we'll play the track that is the title track from it. It's actually much more upbeat in terms of it's got a full band with it on this one, whereas the others have not. They tend to be just him, guitar, and a little bit in the background. But this is a full band, and it's all pretty amazing, really, because he went with the guy who is the producer up to Scotland, and they stayed in a little place near a church, which they'd arranged where they could go and do the recording because of all the acoustics in
beautiful,
there.
Yeah.
And these are all songs that he's written over like about 20-year period or so, and finally got his act together and to do all of this. And so he recorded this song, and this one is particularly interesting with this because he recorded this, so it was just him and his guitar. They're all self-penned, as I say. And this one, there's a full band on it. So
excellent.
It's pretty amazing work.
So would you like to introduce?
Yes, it's DC Pierce with the title track from his upcoming album, Mindful Systems.
Thanks, Patrick. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, you as well. Systems of the day.
there's one thing we must not mislay. Systems of the night, this is one thing we must not incite. Time for systems of the year.
That was DC Pierce, so you can get him all over online. Oh, and of course, there's a lot of streaming platforms as well that you can get that as well. I love the fact that he was just literally went into the church and just recorded his guitar and his vocals, and then the rest of it was all done from people from literally all over the world, essentially. It's a wonderful thing, and that's what it's about. It's all about community. I love that. Thank you, Patrick. Yeah, just walking out the door. Now, on this day, back in 2011... the worst songs, apparently, were in a poll from the 80s of the Rolling Stones magazine. And we're going to play you the top one, apparently, a little bit later. It's a very shocking thing. But this one came in at number 5. Who voted for this?
Jitterbug. 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 Jitterbug.
Wake me up!
can that have been number five in the worst named songs of the 80s? I don't know. But it was a poll, apparently, by the Rolling Stones in 2011, if you've just tuned in. Now, came in at number two was Lady in Red with Christy Burr. Jury's out for that one as well. But this was named as the very worst song of the 80s. By the Rolling Stones magazine. Now, Patrick was just walking out the door at the time that I showed him this. And he was really offended by it.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
So there we go. Yeah, it wasn't me that made up the poll. So yes, apparently, according to a poll back in 2011, the Rolling Stones magazine done, Starship was the worst named song of the 80s. But there we go. Just to let you know, just travel-wise, M25 anti-clockwise just come in. One lane closed between Junction 26, that's Walden Abbey, and Junction 25, that's Enfield, following an accident. Traffic's slow moving and is building up, so be careful if you are on your way anywhere near Junction 26 on the M25 anti-clockwise. Now, coming up after the break, we got Katie for Kings.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Looking for a new career? Want to improve your work-life balance by working locally? Come along to the free Brentwood Jobs Fair on Wednesday the 11th of October from 10am to 2:30pm at the Brentwood Centre. Speak face-to-face with over 40 local employers training providers about job vacancies, apprenticeships and training courses across a wide range of sectors. To find out more and view the list of employers, please visit brentwoodjobsfair.eventbrite.co.uk.
If you're looking for a worth indicator, baby, it's not me. I burned both my feet, keeping my head in the sand till I couldn't.
Oh, I do love that one from Katie for King's Money Motel. She's got another one out as well. I won't play that today, but I will give that a spin, all three, next week. Now, you know here, if you're a regular listener, that I play some artists that you might not know of. So I play at least five or six throughout the week, and then I keep playing this. Playing them through. Now, one of them is called Marmalade. Now, they're a New Zealand band, and as I said, they are 12 hours ahead of us, but we are trying to get an interview at least sorted, because obviously they can't come all the way along here for a drive live session. When they come over to the UK, they will. But this is actually their debut track. I do find it still hard to believe, but this is Marmalade, and if you're searching for them, put in Marmalade Band in New Zealand and you'll find them everywhere. Love this track. Marmalade with Bright. And remember, if you want to go searching for them, you can. You can have a look anywhere. Just put Marmalade NZ for New Zealand, or you can put anything else down you like and you'll find it there. Hang on, I'm trying to find... Yes, Joe Jackson has just had a request come in for Joe Jackson. I've got It's Different for Girls. I can't even remember how it goes, but I know it's a cracker. Remember, if you want to request, radio@phoenixfm.com or my Facebook and Insta at Joe Bailey Music. Remember, this is your show after all.
What the hell is wrong with you tonight? I can't seem to say or do the right thing. Wanted to be sure you're
Now, taking us up to the top of the hour, we've got another one from our A-list. This is 30 Seconds to Mars by Seasons. And I'll meet you the other side of the news, where we've got Guess the Intro and we'll be hearing from our Xanthi and loads of other fabulous tracks.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.